I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored by a daily scripture, verse by verse. And today, we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 2, and this is the New Living Translation, says this: May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Mind if I pray for you? What a strong and beautiful scripture today, Lord. I'm so grateful, first of all, that you are our Father. And I pray for those who, that is such a complicated word, that to view you as Father is difficult. To view you as a mother is difficult. To view you as a holy parent and a heavenly parent is difficult because maybe they had a hard upbringing and they just can't seem to understand what a loving Father would be like. So Lord, would you enlarge our hearts and expand our vision of what a good Father is, a heavenly Father, not an earthly Father, but one who is utterly different than what we've experienced, full of grace, full of truth, full of love, full of kindness, full of compassion, full of ever-drawing love, bringing us and wooing us into relationship. Help us, Lord, and I pray for those who are broken by their fathers today. I'm one of them. I pray for myself because, Lord, I'm broken by that man, and I need to have an enlightened and a new perspective of who you are, that you're not the God who abandons, you're not the God who abuses, you're not the God who pushes far away, you're not the God who is aloof, you're not the God who couldn't care less. You are not any of those things that maybe our earthly fathers were. You're instead very dedicated. You are holy, but you are with us. You are near us every moment of the day, and you take great delight in us. So help us to revel in that delight today. And I thank you, too, for this verse mentioning the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord means that he is Lord of lords. He is supreme ruler. Jesus is his beautiful name that he had on this earth. It shows that he's just a regular guy. So you see this juxtaposition of God and man, even in his title. And Christ means the Messiah, the chosen one, the anointed one, Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much in those three words. Help us to live our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ today. To be set apart, to serve our Lord, to understand that he has great empathy for us as Jesus, the one who walked on this earth, that he understands our weaknesses, and Christ, the one who set us free. What a amazing blessing that is, that he not only understands, but he also paid the price for our sin. Help us to live in holy awe of that today. And then the end of the verse, it just says, may he give you grace and peace. So I pray those two words into the people listening today, to my friends. I pray for grace, not only that we would receive your grace and stop walking in condemnation, but that we would become recipients of that grace in such a way that we would extend it to others. Help us to extend grace to the people that drive us crazy today. Help us extend grace to those who wrong us. Help us extend grace to our children who make mistakes instead of being so hard on them. Help us to extend grace to those who have wounded us. Help us to extend grace to people driving in front of us who cut us off. Help us to be grace-filled people. And in this world full of turmoil and wars and violence, I pray for peace today. I pray for those who are walking through their own personal hells and their own personal wars. And I pray, Father, that you would bring peace. Jesus was and is the Prince of Peace. And we forget about that sometimes. He said, you're going to have trouble in this world, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So I pray for that overcoming peace to settle right into the person listening today. Oh, how they have been tossed here and there by pain, by every wind of doctrine that seems to make sense, but they don't quite get it all. Just being confused in their minds. Maybe they've had difficult, frustrating arguments even today. But you bring peace. Please, Jesus, I beg this on your behalf, that you would bring peace to the person listening in such a way that it overwhelms them in a positive way, that it would encapsulate them in every possible way that they could think this today. Settle in and through and on them today with your peace. Be our shalom, Lord Jesus. And of course, I pray this in your powerful, peaceful, grace-filled name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. Now remember this, when life overburdens you, and it will, unburden yourself through prayer. God is absolutely listening to you, my friend.